Roger Stone is an American political consultant. He's a lobbyist. He's a strategist. He's a prolific author. And he once again is in the news because he had some direct messaging with a guy named Glucifer 2.0. This happened last August, and now the Smoking Gun website and the Washington Times have reported that these direct messages between Stone and Glucifer may in fact show that the Trump campaign was involved with Russian hackers way ahead of the election. We welcome Roger Stone back to WDS to explain his side of the story. Roger, good morning, sir. By the way, the book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution, it is a page-turner. I enjoy the book. We appreciate your time this morning. Give us the backstory on this, sir.
Yeah, this is a campaign of vilification where a planted story with an erroneous conclusion has been made. I have said consistently that I had no contact with any Russians. I write about Grucifer 2's role in the hacking for the Breitbart News on August 5th, long after the hacking and the publication of the documents by Wiki, which is in July, around the time of the Democratic Convention. So all of this is ex post facto.
So in other words, you would have to, if you were colluding, you would have, need a time machine.
Not only that, but the correspondence itself, which I have made public by making the whole screenshot out there, you can utilize it all you want, it's banal. It's down with the state. It's all rhetorical. There's certainly no collusion there. Plus, it took place after these events had already played out. Grucifer 2, to my knowledge, is not involved in any other particular allegation of hacking in terms of where it is Wiki gets their information.
Who's Glucifer 2? Do we even know who this is?
Well, I mean, the problem also is exactly that. The Grucifer 2, while the intelligence agencies say that that he is a Russian agent, not everyone agrees with that. He is evidently Romanian, or at least the persona they've created for him is Romania. He's very media savvy. He has spoken to many, many news outlets in the United States, including the Smoking Gun. Isn't that funny? So this is a manufactured scandal. It does not show proof whatsoever of any collusion between the Trump campaign, where I had no official status anyway, and any Russian influence. This whole Russian meme is invented to undercut the President of the United States, to belittle him, to try to diminish his presidency, to delegitimize his early days. And a congressional inquiry is fine with me, but I think it'll be a bit of a circus, and the Democrats will attempt to politicize it, but I'd be willing to testify. On the other hand, I think that, people like John Brennan, the CIA director, James Clapper, the former, defense intelligence director,
FISA.
Pardon me. Those are the boys at NASA, no doubt. the NSA, Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, Loretta Lynch, and maybe even former President Obama, about what they know regarding surveillance on Donald J. Trump and three of his.
Do you you claim to be the subject of a warrant under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? Can you speak to that this morning?
Yeah, we believe it's the same warrant in which Donald Trump is named. They asked for them at the same time. It was all kind of one action. What we do not know is whether, and we have reason to believe that the government, the Justice Department, went to the court first in June, and it was denied, but we don't know if it means everything.
So there's where the tweets come from, the Saturday tweets from a week ago with Donald Trump saying Obama. Yes. So you might be the guy that he's referring to that they wiretapped Trump Tower to get some information on.
I'm not certain precisely which tweet you refer to, but I'd have to see that for myself to sort it out.
So the president's tweets from last Saturday, a week ago last, where he said Barack Obama wiretapped the Trump Tower, and this is bad, this is Watergate bad, it's like Haldeman and Ehrlichman bad, those tweets.
Well, I saw that one, but that doesn't, I don't know that he knows the particulars. I just think he now knows he's been under surveillance.
Okay. Talking here with Roger Stone. He is a longtime political consultant, lobbyist, strategist, advisor to the Trump transition.
Your thoughts on Julian Assange. Do you believe that that he works for the Russians? What are your thoughts on that?
He has vehemently denied it. He seems to be, an opponent of the deep state across the world. He has had an enormous amount of a public impact. And I recall well when he was releasing things I think citizens need to know, but is withheld from them largely. During the Bush days, and most of my liberal friends thought he was terrific. Now he's being vilified as a Russian agent. I think he recognized the evil of Hillary Clinton. If you're asking me that, yes, I think he did.
Roger, thank you very much. I hear your phone ringing back there. You better get back to that, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Every time I look at it, I'm hoping it's the White House. So
okay. Thank you, Roger.
Many thanks.
Take care. There's Roger Stone. By the way, his most recent book, the guy is prolific for sure, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. That's Roger Stone. Always interesting talking to Roger.
Interesting to see he makes you wonder, do all these things that come out in these tweets and the wiki and everything, is that just set up because people don't want Donald Trump to be the president?